You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama, as I have very special guests with me today, Aaron Fletterman and Patsy Moore, as we talk about a new leash. Now,
it wasn't just a few days ago that I actually saw on a new leash about two young ladies, Evie and Mary Catherine, who had a lemonade stand to raise money for a new leash. Their mom, Anna, who I follow on Instagram, Anna Key, had shared that as well. And so I reached out to a new leash and asked Aaron to come on the show. And Aaron and Patsy are on the show with me today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Aaron and Patsy.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Hello, thank you.
Great to have you both. Aaron, what do you think about these young ladies setting up a lemonade stand for this very special effort?
We love it, especially when the younger supporters, when they start to learn about animal welfare at such a young age, we feel that that's going to really help in the future, you know, because we need to pass on the lessons of animal welfare in our community and the struggles that there are and then the good work that Animal Rescue does. So by these kids using the creativity they have to have created a lemonade stand, but not only that, but have the heart to take that money, that hard-earned money in this warm weather, and take it to go shopping, buy supplies for our homeless pets, and then the joy that they have when they got to see them. Patsy was actually there when they came to deliver, so she can talk more on how it was when they came here.
How much notice did you have before the lemonade stand was set up and before the girls did this?
We didn't realize it. They came to our Cove Life Saving Center in Hampton Cove. It's located right behind our thrift store. And so the girls with their grandmother showed up and brought the supplies in. And so we found out while they were there to bring the donated items to the animals that they had done the lemonade stand, and she shared the photos. And so they got to meet all of our cats and kittens and the dogs there. It was really, really special. They were so proud to have, you know, come up with that, and were so excited to tell me exactly $154, and we got to get all these things. So much so they even visited our website and found items specifically from our wish list, which was really nice to make sure they were buying things that we could use. So it was really, really great to see them and how excited they were and how happy they were to interact with the animals. And
so when it comes to people who've donated, is that the youngest that you all have had where someone has stepped up and said they want to do something to support a new leash?
Yeah, I would say it's about that age. I personally, but also because it's me, my niece and nephew came to help me. We baked dog treats. So I guess the youngest is my nephew was 3. He had no idea what he was doing, but he loved being able to give the treats to the dogs when we went to that same life-saving center. We do see a lot of kids around this age that start to think about stuff like that. A lot of stuff we see is if they have a birthday and they ask in lieu of presents, give donations or money toward, and then they'll go to do that. We also have Boy Scouts and Girl Scout troops that either build things for us, sew things for us. We actually had a Girl Scout group last year that their project was about being money wise, and they were given a budget. They all had to be in groups when they came to the pet store, and they were given our wish list, and they actually had to go and look at the prices, figure out the tax, see what they could buy with their budget, but then they donated it all to us.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about, Aaron, your background, and I'm talking about way back, what led you to want to be on a mission like this.
So A New Leash in general was started by a woman named Debbie Dodd in 2004. At the time, there really wasn't animal rescue established, and she saw the need for it. She saw the need of these poor animals ending up in a shelter, no matter what the reason. Sometimes they're strays, sometimes they're turned in, other stuff like that. But they were unfortunately being euthanized just because of space. And she was seeing, you know, the quality of pets that you see there. They didn't ask for what happened to them. They all have a story to tell. They all have a story to rewrite, and they want a future. And so she would start taking a few at a time and bring them in, and then would talk to businesses for adoption events. We get comments on our social media. I think even just yesterday we had one of someone adopted their dog in her backyard like 12 years ago, you know, stuff like that. Wow. It's really cool. And to see now since 2004, We're way over the 25,000 animals saved, and it's not just cats and dogs. It's guinea pigs, lizards, ducks, goats, horses. Basically, if we can find a place to keep them safe and a foster, we will take them in, and we will do what it takes to get educated on the needs of that animal to help them find a home so they're not failed in the future.
So we're coming up on 20 years, the anniversary next year, of a new leash. Remarkable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal how it's grown. We are one of the largest rescues in North Alabama, especially. The community outreach that we have is tremendous. And, you know, I am continually shocked of just how many families want to adopt and want to help us out. We have people that love the special needs dogs and cats that have a health issue or age, or, you know, it's not that people just aren't coming to us for the cute fluffy puppies and kitties. They really want to help us with the ones that have unfortunately experienced some big trauma and abuse, and they understand it. And that in itself becomes advocacy for us and what we do and why rescue is important.
What was your first pet?
Growing up, I had a dog. And then as an adult, my first pet was actually a guinea pig.
Dog versus guinea pig. Well, and we all can think back to our first pets and taking care of them and the responsibility that was all tied to it. And for you, Patsy, how did you become part of this mission, A New Leash?
I've always loved animals. I was the kid who caught a snake with my brother in the creek on the way home from school. My brother's been known to have a snake or two in his backpack throughout the day and then come home and surprise our mom with it. Or someone who brought a puppy for show and tell they were looking for a home for, and I just said I would take it, and here we are. So my mom was no stranger to us bringing animals home. She has a big heart for animals as well, so I was lucky to grow up in a household where she just went with the flow, and we, you name it, we had dogs, cats, turtles, lizards, everything in between.
No, but it led you to...
Yes, absolutely. So I had seen A New Leash on Life, of course, on their social media, but I used to work at a bar called The Sports Page, and Mike Roberts is the owner there, and him and Debbie Dodd, the director of New Leash on Life, were really good friends, and I was looking to do something different and kind of get out of the bar scene, so he hooked me up with Debbie, and we had a conversation, and I think we met 48 hours later, and the rest is history, and I haven't looked back, and now I've been here for a few years now, and I love it, and I'm right where I think I need to be, and it's really exciting.
So. That's great, and so... When the young ladies did the lemonade stand, and obviously when you found out about it, and it was $154 that was raised total?
Yes.
That's pretty significant when it comes to lemonade sales, is it not? That's
absolutely
pretty good. I don't know that I raised that much when I did my little stands when I was a kid. It's like a quarter. I would have made like $5 at the end of the day and been proud of myself. $154, that's incredible.
Absolutely.
Well, the young ladies, what kind of attitude or spirit did you see from them as far as the joy that they were receiving? You know, when you do something like that, there's a joy that we receive too for giving. What did you see in them as far as being proud of their accomplishment?
Oh, most certainly. They, as excited as they were to bring them, they couldn't wait to go in and meet some animals. So they walked through and saw all of our dogs, and they chose one to get out. Her name is Carly. She's a chocolate lab, and they continued to talk about her until they left, and she said, just let Carly know that we know her home's coming soon. And, you know, they just really already had an attachment within, you know, just being there for about an hour and meeting all the animals. So it was really sweet to see them.
Absolutely. What kind of team do you have there at A New Leash to help support, as Aaron has talked about, the many animals that you may have to find foster for?
So we have a very, very large team, I would say. But honestly, for the amount of animals we save, I think just this week we reached 1,100 adoptions so far in 2023. So that's a huge undertaking that it takes a lot of animal lovers. It's not just the animal care and all that. Now, of course, that's a huge deal. We do obviously house some of our adoptable animals at adoption centers. We have one in Brownsboro, one in Hampton Cove area. We're about to open one in Madison. So we're going to have animals in a, I don't want to say a shelter, like, but it is. It's a facility where they'll be able to
it's a place
be saved
to keep them
from
safe.
A shelter, yeah. You know. We also have a tremendously huge foster program. That's usually where we'll intake our younger animals, pregnant mothers, newborns, stuff like that, that don't have the health that can be in a facility like that. On top of that, we also have our thrift stores. We have three thrift stores, one in Madison, one off Andrew Jackson in Huntsville, and then one in the Hampton Cove. All of the sales from the thrift stores actually go towards helping us vet these animals and get them the needs that they have. So we have volunteers that help in the thrift stores. We have transporters that go to the shelters weekly to bring in our new animals or also bring them to the vet for their vet appointments. And also on the weekends, we have 7 adoption events every weekend.
Wow.
So we have, that's a lot of transporting and, you know, figuring out who can go where. And then on top of that, I'm on the social media aspect of it. So of course we do need to have a reach there to kind of show people, hey, here's a cute animal, like come get this animal. And then we have people that do the grant writing, the donations portion of it. I mean, it's just, it's a very, very large undertaking that takes a village, I would say.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Aaron Fletterman as well as Patsy Moore, and we're talking about a new leash, and we're recognizing two very special sisters, Evie and Mary Catherine. When we come back, I want you to know how you can adopt, how you can support a new leash yourself. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location at Coronation in Athens, Alabama. Glad to be here today with Aaron Fletterman as well as Patsy Moore as we talk about a new leash. I'd seen a picture on Instagram. It was two sisters, Evie and Mary Catherine. They had a lemonade stand. They raised $154 for a new leash. I was very excited to reach out to a new leash and say, hey, come on the Mark White Show and let's recognize these young ladies. Let's recognize this effort. And right now I do have Aaron and Patsy with me on the Mark White Show. Welcome back to the show, Aaron.
Hi. Yes, thank you.
And Patsy, welcome back.
Hi.
Of course, we have these two young ladies now that have set an example. That's an example that leads to other people who might think of their own ideas to raise money, and it can actually grow into many people who decide different ways that they can help a new leash.
Yes, we definitely love creativity on figuring out ways to raise money for us. Now, like I said previously, the lemonade stand's great. The birthday party in lieu of gifts thing. Right now, last June, we had a Picasso type fundraiser where we recruited local artists of all ages, and then people that wanted to support us would pay a fee to either get their pet drawn by a child artist or an adult artist. So that was just another creative way to use the skills in our community. I think we had about 20 artists volunteer their time and talent, and it's so exciting to see that the portraits are getting finished now. We're about to head, give them all out to the people that supported us. So we look for any way to help raise money for these animals. And so something like these girls with doing the lemonade stand is just such a breath of fresh air to know that the younger generation does think like this. They have giving hearts, and they want to help out.
And not to be morbid, but in lieu of flowers, that's a big one too. When someone passes away and they care about these animals in a special way,
yes,
and it's their legacy, mm-hmm, where instead of buying flowers, purchasing flowers for their funeral, people can say, well, I want my contributions, or those contributions you would make to the flowers, to these animals at a new leash.
Yes, we do get that as well. We get people that there's a memo in the line for donations that they can put in there to say if it's in memory of someone. We definitely always want to honor that person in any way possible. Patsy can talk about that because she actually had one last year of your friend.
Oh, yes. His name was Jacob Cohen, and he's has actually helped support the local shelters and rescues here in town. He did a food drive each year for, I guess, the previous 3 years for the Greater Huntsville Humane Society, as well as Huntsville Animal Services, which, of course, we all are in this together, you know, fighting to help all the homeless animals in need. But we did an event at the Bar 805, and he helped. We had animals there available for adoption. I think two bartenders went home with dogs that day. But it was a really great event. He cooked up a bunch of food. We raffled off some items. And since, unfortunately, we did lose him this past year, but a lot of his friends have rallied and behind him. And so we're seeing their continued support with a lot of donations in honor of him still coming in today. So
that's great.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Like I say, that continues someone's legacy for the care that they had in life. And now someone continues to benefit from that person's love of animals. And so it's incredible to think about that this can extend on after someone's gone. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Absolutely. It's really neat. He actually did something really unique where they gave just a small vial of his ashes to everyone who came to the event celebrating his life. And he has a Facebook group called Lily's Pity Committee, his pit bull Lily, who was rehomed to a dear friend after he passed. They share stories of all the places that they travel. He was a big music lover following widespread panic. So people and their animals, even on vacation, will post on there, you know, sharing that moment with Jake still with animals or at a really neat place, just in memory of him. So anyway, it's really neat to see that.
Yes. Let's talk about the adoption process for someone who may not know, and just lay it out, because somebody's like, well, I don't know where I would even start. I don't know how this works. Tell people how that comes to be.
So we have a few different options there. I would say the more classic way would just be adopting from our website. All of our available animals are always listed on our website. It is updated daily as more animals get vetted and are ready to go to their homes. So we have, even if we were to have horses or guinea pigs available, they're all going to be on our website. There's a link to apply for the adoption. It is a no obligation application whatsoever. So you are not locked in. We are not going to say, here's your dog. We will get the application in. We have a group of trained volunteers that are called adoption counselors. We all work together to make sure that it's a best fit home for both the animal and the people. We don't want someone that, say, is a couch potato and loves to just be on Netflix and all day and then want to get a heeler or a husky. You know, yeah. We really want to make sure that the needs of this pet are met by the new families, because, like I said, they have been let down before. So we want to make sure there's that. So our adoption counselors will make sure that that's a good fit, and also educate them on what's needed as being a pet owner, as far as the vetting, the medications and preventions that are a necessity, and then also just, are you going to be gone 12 hours a day? Maybe a puppy is not for you, kind of thing. Try a cat, you know, stuff like that. So our online presence is there, social media as well. We will highlight adoptables there, and you can click the link for those. Another way is our events. We have 7 events every weekend, 4 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday. So you can actually go and meet these animals. You can go and potentially talk to the fosters if they're there with them. So then you can get a sense of how these animals are in home, or we have the volunteers that care for them at our facilities that can give you an insight to their personality and needs. And then other than that, our Cove Life Saving Center in Hampton Cove is open to the public during certain times, so people can just come in and browse. We have the dogs on the first floor, and then we actually have what's called Hobbs House on the top floor, and it's a free roam cat room. Cats and kittens, I believe Patsy told me there's 18 right now up there, about 8 kittens and then 10 adult cats, but they all live among each other. You get to see them interact, which is great, especially if you have another cat at your home. You want to know how they do, but it also gives us an opportunity to dog test and cat test these animals. So, of course, it's not a clear decision on if this animal will do well at home, but it does give us at least a little bit of an idea of how a dog might react if they see a cat in your home.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We've got Sox and Abby at our home.
Yeah.
And they get along.
Yep.
Very pleasantly. I've taken pictures of as they've just laid beside each other on the couch.
Yep.
It's nice when that happens,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, you mentioned the thrift stores. At what point did the thrift stores become part of a new leash effort? That had to have come afterward to say this might be a good idea.
It was. Our rescue was established by then. I believe that it, what used to be called Tails and Retails, the location in the Cove, and it was actually half thrift store, half adoption center, in the same building. And so that just kind of became more prevalent. And then as that started, we realized the need to expand. And so that's why the Andrew Jackson store became what it is. And I mean, we get beautiful donations of furniture, and I mean my guest room has a set that I got from our thrift store that I repainted. We'll have good clothes and designer purses, and because people, we just ask that if you're cleaning out your house, why not donate it to something and good, you know, for a good cause. And so knowing that they're donating this stuff that's just been hanging out at their house, and it's going to go help us pay for an orthopedic surgery for a dog hit by a car, or you know, puppies recovering from parvovirus, something like that, is really meaningful. And so and then recently in just a few years ago, we opened in Madison. So our Madison store is off of Slaughter Road, and that one is where I'm closest to, so I pass it all the time. And our thrift stores stay packed. There are people that we're open Tuesdays through Saturdays 10 to 4, and there's people lined out the door before they open, especially on Tuesdays, because we do a preview post on Monday evening showing like, hey, look what's new at these stores. And so there are people that will contact us immediately or be waiting, wanting to go and shop and support us.
Do you have any idea what the furthest donation has ever been to this area? Because you think about it, animals are animals, and wherever they're at, they need to be taken care of. So you may have somebody that just hears about a new leash and just wants to help the animals. It doesn't matter that they're in Alabama, but they may be in a completely different state.
Yeah, Patsy and I were actually just talking about this, that I'm not entirely sure about donation-wise, but our adopters come from all over. I personally have driven a foster puppy up to Maryland to meet someone who then went on to Connecticut. Two of my cats just went to Florida this past weekend. We do not do transport. We do not pay for transport, anything like that. So, but we are not opposed to someone coming from out of state if they see an animal that they really want. And so, of course, we'll do our due diligence to make sure it's a good home. But then we'll basically say, okay, you're approved, but you'll have to find the means to come here. And to us, if you're willing to make that drive, that shows commitment, that shows love, and just a drive to want to not just support rescue, but help this animal out. So we've had a family, I believe we said in New York, that drove down about when COVID first hit, I think they drove down for a cattle dog and drove all the way back, and we still get updates. So yeah, our dogs go all over. They make the trip. I personally saw one of our dogs from a life-saving center just made the move from Alabama Alabama to San Diego and is loving the beach. He's a lab mix, and he has his own life jacket and just prances around. So, you know, it's really, really cool. I'm not too sure if any of ours have made it internationally yet, but but definitely we're really pushing to all the coasts.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that there are people who are listening outside of this area. And no matter if they're listening from Alabama or elsewhere, we want them to know how to connect with A New Leash. And if you would share the different ways that you want people to connect with this effort.
Absolutely. We, like I said, our website is very easy. It's www.anewleash.org. So that will give you all the links that you need, of course, to see our available pets, but also there's links to learn how to volunteer, learn how to donate, learn how to foster, all of that kind of stuff. We also have our social media accounts. So we're on Facebook. It's anewleash.org as well. Our Instagram is at anewleash. And then we actually are on TikTok too. And so that one is anewleash as well. But basically, if just a personal shout out, if you reach out to us on those, you're reaching out to me personally. So okay. If I don't have an answer for you, I will get you an answer. I will get you in touch with someone with our team that can help you. We do, you know, with the economy the way it is, unfortunately, we are seeing a lot of rehoming requests. And we're trying our best. All of the shelters and rescues, especially in our area, we're all fighting the same battle. We're all full. And unfortunately, in the summer, adoptions slump because people are on vacations and everything like that. No one wants to take in a new animal and deal with the training that comes with it and all that. So we try our best to help you if we can. If not, we will at least give you the resources to do it responsibly. But we are never here to judge. We're never here, you know, to place blame. We understand that things happen. And we just want to make sure that the pet is safe and in good hands.
Aaron Fletterman and Patsy Moore, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about A New Leash. I know that this information is going to be helpful to someone, and I want to give a big shout out to Evie and Mary Catherine for their donation of $150 through their lemonade stand to support A New Leash. Way to go, girls. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Yes, thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much, girls.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville. Huntsville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my home.